It reminds me when I first came, which was back in 1947, and I came as a junior to the University of Michigan, having had 2 years prior to that time, and I was a returning, what was called a returning GI at the time, from World War II. And as I say, I came as a junior and didn't get usual orientation to the university. And I went over to the Hillel Foundation. And one of the first people I met was the administrative secretary of Hillel, who happened to be named Faye Warrenoff. No, not yet. Her name was Faye. Her name was Faye Goldberg. And she sort of sent out the word that she was going to hire returning veterans to live in the Hillel building and do the whatever was necessary to keep the place running. And she hired 9 of us. That's how many you needed in that big place, which was 2101 Hill at the time. It was a big mansion. And the 9 of us lived in a kind of a dormitory on the 3rd floor. And we did all the hauling and everything that Faye wanted to do, wanted us to do. And she was a kind of a very businesslike, not nasty at all, but she wanted something done. She wanted it done. And so we did whatever we could. And we actually, the 9 of us co-opted in terms of cooking. And so we all learned how to burn all kinds of meat and vegetables. We had practice because none of us had cooked before. And the result was a little chaotic. At any rate, one day, Faye says to me, "Why don't you ask me out?" And I was surprised and flattered. I had no idea she had any particular interest in me, and I thought she was kind of cute, and I was very pleased to be asked out, and I said, "Sure," and we went out for a date, and we never stopped being together after that. From that point on, we just were always with each other, and the 8 other fellas got very jealous, and I had to leave. I had to move out, which I did, and I moved about 7, 8 houses away from where Faye lived. We got into this issue of Judaism a lot. She was very, very much a kosher woman, and she kept kosher, and my parents were kosher. I wasn't. I had learned other things in the army. Not that I particularly liked them, but I got out of that pattern. And well, I should ask you this. How did you identify as a Jew?
Well, my parents were of course, Jewish. And my parents expected me to adhere to Judaism, and I've never felt any interest in doing anything else. Besides, the history of the Jewish people is so wonderful. we go back thousands of years, and it would seem, you know, treacherous even if I thought I wanted to adhere to some other religion. It just would not appeal to me. And I feel that it's wonderful to belong to this wonderful group of people.
I became, as a result of phase activities, I became very active in the Jewish community, which I never intended to do, but I was vice president of the education for the Congregation for Beth Israel. I was on the Anti-Defamation League cabinet for Michigan. I was I did a few other things. I was Jewish Federation. I was on the board for 6 years. Jewish Family Service, I was chairman for 10 years. So I did a lot of things, basically because Faye was doing so much, and it made me feel like I should be doing it, and that's it. Did you take an active role in the Jewish? I know your husband, Vic, who was a dear friend also, was always involved with the Beth Israel congregation. He was a very important involving membership and the funds and all that sort of thing.
Well, I wasn't so active. I just liked to back people up and cooperate with other people rather than take leadership myself. Well, I haven't had too many experiences of anti-Semitism, really, but when I was living in Ann Arbor and attending school, I was married to my first husband, Mark Laniato, and we wanted to find a place to live together. And we answered an ad in the paper, which said that there was a room to rent. We went to the house and knocked at the door, and a lady came to the door, and she looked at us, and she said, "Are you Jewish?" And we were very surprised, and we said, "Yes." She says, "I don't rent to Jewish people."